Welcome to the Maritime Museum. We are now in the Memorial Hall, the building's central hall. Here we have items that tell the story of the Maritime Museum itself, starting from the beginning in 1897. In 1897, the World Fair was held in Stockholm. The industry displayed all of its latest products, ranging from plows, sewing machines, and pottery, to naval equipment. The so-called Naval Pavilion was built in one of the sheds in the Galar Wharf, and was similar to the hall we're standing in now, but much larger. Admiral Jakob Hug and Lieutenant Commander Herman af Siljan were responsible for the exhibition. They traveled to all of Sweden's naval bases collecting items from the past as well as contemporary ones. Models of ships, searchlights, and pieces of artillery, flags and standards, and the opulent stern of King Gustav III's pleasure ship Amphion were all displayed in the hall. The World Fair was open to the public from May to October 1987. During this time, about 1 million people visited it, a huge number for the period. When the expo closed, it was decided that the naval items on show would not be returned to the obscurity of the various naval bases and would instead be on display to the public permanently. Jakob Haig and Herman af Siljan continued to work with their plans for a museum showing the history of naval warfare. Their vision was an enormous building to be built on Kastelholmen in Stockholm, but their dream didn't come true. In 1913, the Society for a Swedish Maritime Museum in Stockholm was founded. The society wanted to build a museum of merchant shipping, and sometime during the 1920s, these gentlemen started to collaborate. The dream of a mutual museum grew and started to bear fruit in 1931. That year, Knut and Alice Wallenberg donated 800,000 crowns towards building a marine and shipping museum in Stockholm. The terms of the donation specified very clearly what could be done with the building. It was to be a non-functionalist style. There was to be space for all the models, and the state was to be responsible for the collections. Ragnar Östberg, who had previously designed Stockholm's City Hall, was commissioned to design the museum, and it was inaugurated on the 28th of May, 1938. The Memorial Hall that we are in now contains, among other things, the huge sterns from the Amphion, the models of ships, and the figureheads that were in the Naval Pavilion in 1897. Today, the hall is used for both exhibitions and for events.